Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on August 5 regarding William Obert, O-B-E-R-T. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Obert as described in my report of 3/14/15. But he's now a 66-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 2/5/13 when unloading a truck. But as a result, he injured his left shoulder and went to the emergency room afterwards. Pretty much further evaluation and treatment, culminating in shoulder replacement surgery. Period. He had this done in 2018. Period. He previously had a, quote, tune-up on the left shoulder, end quote, on, scratch that. He admits to previously undergoing surgery in 2018. Period. He gives an incorrect date for the time surgery was done after the subject event. Period. New paragraph. As per the additional medical records supplied, Mr. Obert received an order approving settlement on 6/24/15 to be inserted. Pretty then applied for a reopener and submitted answers to interrogatories. Period. In paragraph on 5/22/13, he had a left shoulder MRI to be inserted here. Period. On 2/11/20, he was seen by Dr. Ramsey, who ordered that MRI. Period. It was noted he underwent reverse shoulder arthroplasty in 2013. Period. He had been doing very well until recently. Period. He had two episodes where he felt as though his shoulder dislocated and spontaneously reduced while at home in October 2019. Period. At this time, he described some mild shoulder discomfort, but had no further episodes of instability. Period. X-rays were done, showing a small grade 1 scapular notch inferiorly. Period. The humeral and glenoid components were in excellent position. Period. Glenohumeral relationships are well maintained. Period. There were no acute fractures. Period. His assessment at that time was complete left rotator cuff tear, comma, left shoulder pain, comma, and primary osteoarthritis of the left shoulder. Period. He did not see anything that required any immediate surgery. Period. He could not reproduce any of the patient's symptoms, and there was no evidence for implant loosening or fracture. Period. At that time, he wanted to continue work restrictions and discharge him from care at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. On 2/15/21, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. Due to the shoulder reportedly coming out of place, he was concerned over a component stability. Period. He recommended reevaluation by Dr. Ramsey. Period. And this will actually go before the note I just read. He was seen by Dr. Lipschultz on 1/25/21 for a second opinion. Period. He had not had a significant deterioration in his condition over the last several years, but he did have development of intermittent clicking and locking of the shoulder, as well as numbness in his hands. Period. He thought the latter was not related to the shoulder injury. Period. Regarding the shoulder, he was concerned over a potential loosening of his prosthesis. Pretty would typically recommend plain x-rays of the shoulder based on the result and also give consideration to a bone scan. But at this time, he was functioning at a high level, and Dr. Lipschultz would be surprised if he would require any further revision surgery at this point in time. Period. And then you're going to keep that 2/15/21 progress note in. Period. In paragraph, he saw Dr. Ramsey again on 5/11/21. period. Left shoulder CAT scan was on 5/26/21 to be inserted. Period. He had a cardiac echocardiogram on 6/16/21. Period on 6/18/21, Dr. Ramsey performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Intraoperative x-rays were performed showing postoperative changes of reverse total shoulder arthroplasty as well as old left-sided rib fractures. Period. Mr. Obert followed up with Dr. Ramsey postoperatively through 11/16/21. Period. He performed repeat x-rays. Period. Active forward elevation was to about 155 to 160 degrees. Coma external rotation to 35 degrees with mild weakness. Period. Internal rotation was to the lower lumbar spine level. Period. He had a good abdominal compression test without notable weakness. Period. Motor and sensory exam were normal. Period. At that juncture, he wanted the patient to discontinue therapy and continue with the home program. Period. He placed permanent work restrictions on him. Period. There was no need for routine follow-up. Period. Physical exam. Inspection revealed scratch at upper extremities. Inspection revealed multiple finger joints swelling as well as at the left wrist and ulna and left CMC joint. Period. There was decreased skin turgor bilaterally. Period. There were changes on his fingernails. Period. There was confluent hyperpigmented bilateral upper extremity scars. Period. There was a 5.5-inch scar about the left shoulder consistent with his reverse arthroplasty. Period. He also had a scar in the axilla that was transverse that he attributed to incision or drainage for an infection. Period. In the distal left forearm longitudinally was a 1.5-inch scar. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Active left shoulder abduction was 125 degrees, comma flexion 90 degrees, and external rotation to 80 degrees. Period. Internal rotation was full to 90 degrees with tenderness. Period. Independent adduction and extension were both full to 50 degrees. Period. Motion of the right shoulder was full in all independent spheres. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation on the right was to T10 and on the left to L1. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Man and muscle test was 4+ for resisted left shoulder abduction and 5- for elbow flexion, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal. Shoulder maneuvers. He had a positive response to Hawkins, comma, near impingement, comma, empty can, comma, O'Brien's, comma, cross arm reduction, comma, speeds, comma, unhappily scratched tests on the left, but these were negative on the right. Spine cervical. Active flexion was full to 50 degrees. Period extension was to 40 degrees, comma, rotation right 50 degrees and left 55 degrees, comma, side bending right 40 degrees and left to 25 degrees. The rest of that is normal, and thoracic is normal. Impressions. On 2/5/13, William Obert injured his left shoulder, as marked in my prior report. Period. New paragraph. Since evaluated here, Mr. Obert returned to the orthopedic care of Dr. Ramsey and also saw Dr. Lipschultz. Period. He had a CAT scan of the left shoulder on 5/26/21. Period. He submitted to left shoulder surgery on 6/18/21 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively with serial x-rays. Period. As of 11/16/21, Dr. Ramsey discharged him from care. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found there to be decreased range of motion about the left shoulder. Period. There was swelling Multiple joints in the upper extremities consistent with osteoarthritis. Period. He had positive responses to most provocative maneuvers about the left shoulder, but there was no overt instability identified. Period. The paragraph. My opinion relative to the permanency increased by 1%, but the rest of the paragraph on page 10 will be duplicated. Period. At that time, I also learned he had a previous left shoulder injury that was left untreated. Period. He also suffered from rheumatoid arthritis, treated with immunosuppressant therapy as well as hepatitis C. Period. I also noted he had a right shoulder MRI that identified similar pathology to that seen on the left. Period. End.